Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The ISIS brutality against Christians and other religious minorities continues to escalate, and we are simply silent in the face of this atrocity. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, the Islamic State, as they call themselves, has now reportedly burned 15 people alive for trying to escape the besieged Iraqi city of Fallujah, and has also reportedly arrested a woman who pleaded in a video to Western powers to either save us or bomb us. In fact, in the video, she said that, quote, "Save us from Islamic State or bomb us with chemical weapons so we will immediately die and not have a slow, agonizing death." What's happening here in the Middle East is unbelievable. We had a chance to see some of these photographs during the awakening in a mobile traveling exhibit, and they were just horrendous.
It was to actually see life-size models of people in cages with hoods over their heads and then being burned alive. I mean, we talk about this country have such a disrespect for life, whether it comes from abortion or or killing people alive like this. And the Middle East, it just seems like this is happening more and more. You've got desperate people crying out. Even, did you say recently they're coming to the United States asking for help against ISIS?
Well, they're still in Iraq, but some of the cities that have been targeted by ISIS, where the Taliban were. Remember, the Taliban were always the bad people.
Right.
And now the Taliban are asking for help because ISIS is even worse than the Taliban.
Yeah.
One of the Taliban leaders who's been on the target list for the United States is now asking the United States military to come to his home village and bomb it so that they will chase ISIS out of his village. I mean, it's nuts what's happening there. It's absolutely unthinkable. You know, first of all, beginning with George W. Bush and continued, obviously, in escalating with President Obama, there is a fundamental misunderstanding of the enemy. There is a fundamental misunderstanding of the Middle East, and there's a fundamental misunderstanding of Islam within the Middle East in particular. And so they think, and George W. Bush started this idea, that you could go in there, you could knock some people around, depose these bad dictators like Saddam Hussein, and then tell them, hey, live nicely, go have some democratic votes, and then we'll be around for a little while, we're going to take off, and then you guys can live happily ever after. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way in Afghanistan,
pure evil going
Iraq,
on
Libya. It doesn't work that way in Egypt or any other place. The leaders oftentimes are more dictatorial because they have to be, because of the ideological mindset of, number one, the tribal institution, which in and of itself is something that you need to understand, because there's tribes that war against each other, even though they're the same faith. And then number two, the religious ideology that drives their daily lives and their eschatology.
You know, it reminds me of what happened with the Nazis and Hitler in Germany, and how we just, you know, we actually go and you see that and how horrendous and it is. And this is really no different. I mean, you've got people put in cages, burned alive because they're in a particular area or for their faith. You know?
Yeah, I mean, in that one exhibit that was at the Awakening 2016 in Orlando, it was in a tractor trailer, and it was a traveling museum, if you will. And it started off with some pictures of the Holocaust, but then on both sides, you quickly got into what's happening in the Middle East. And in one of the pictures, you saw people in cages. It was a photograph before and after, because ISIS has actually hired professional photographers and videographers to film, and they stage these things and they send it out as recruiting tools. And it showed these people in a cage, and The one shot was they all were in this cage standing vertically with water up to their neck. Only their heads were above the water. In the next photograph, they showed the cage actually having already gone in the water and then lifted up, and the people were in the cage dead. I mean, you can imagine, if you just picture yourself in that situation where you're all in this cage and you can't get out and the water is up to your neck, and they lower you down so slowly that you're grasping for air and you're struggling and you die. I mean, that is one of the ways they did it. The other way that they showed there, I mean, there's lots of different horrible pictures, but one way was they would take and they would tie these people up with their hands behind their back and their feet. And so you're dangling with your belly to the ground and your arms and your legs behind your back, which in and of itself would be very painful after a very short period of time. Then they lit fires underneath them and they're roasting them alive like you're roasting a pig, and they're being burned alive. It's absolutely unimaginable that someone would do that to another human being. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're allowing happen right there in the Middle East because of our failed policies, because of our refusal to engage the enemy, our refusal to recognize and even call the enemy what it is. And not only that, you know, we can certainly blame, and we have a lot of reason to blame the political leadership, both in the Republican, in the George W. Bush, and obviously in the Obama administration, to be sure. But we have to also ask the church, where's the church in all of this?
Absolutely. That's my question, is where's the church? I mean, obviously we want to be praying, because we here in America have no idea what it means to be persecuted. And I know that's why you established the Liberty Relief International organization, to be able to help the Christians over there who fear for their very lives just to have a piece of bread to eat during the day.
Yeah, they don't have anything. This same woman who is not named, but she told one of the news channels, she said, quote, "People are dying because of hunger. There is no medicine, no food. We have no more options left." It's very sad when you look at these children and you look at the families that are just devastated. They've been taken out of their houses. There's just horrendous stories that you can't even imagine the psychological trauma that they're going to face.
I remember the pictures of the children in that exhibit that you were talking about earlier that were missing limbs, that had been killed.
Oh, the picture of the man, I assume it was the father, holding up his little, probably what, 2-3-year-old daughter in a little frilly dress, and she's completely intact except for her head, and he's holding her up. I mean, the image that father will have will never leave his mind. I mean, the horrible scars that even once this horrendous assault on humanity stops, if it does, the horrible post-traumatic scars that these people will have. Like one person, like this one man, he decided to take his family out of the village because one day he woke up and went outside and he saw 7 or 8 heads literally in the street out in front of his house, and these were his coworkers. I mean, can you imagine? You can't imagine. This is absolutely demonic. It's satanic.
You talk about a spirit of evil in this world.
And we have, as a church, we need to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Around the world.
And support them in any way we can.
And we need to not be silent. You know, we need to speak about this from the pulpits. We need to pray about this in our communities, in our schools, at our homes. We have Liberty Relief International, which is a vehicle for you to be able to be involved to help financially as well. That's one way to help. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And also just Google Liberty Relief International. We have a website for that as well. And what we do is we work with groups that are on the ground, churches and other organizations that are providing food and water. They're providing shelter. They're providing clothing. We're providing Bibles. We're just now providing lots of little Bibles to be able to send over to these people, because in addition to the persecution that is happening, there are also many of these Christians and even non-Christians are turning And they're very strong in their faith, many of them, but others that have never known Jesus Christ are becoming knowledgeable of the Savior that ultimately suffered and died and went through brutal, horrible treatment at the hands of his creation and died and suffered for them and rose again on the third day. So there's hope where there's destruction. Stand with us in prayer and in your financial support. You can go to lc.org and you can support Liberty Relief International.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.